How impressive was that tonight, Eddie?
Oh, it was incredibly impressive. You know, he done him in the first round, really, never recovered, and just a short, sharp jab, probably travelled 6 inches, you know, walked onto it, and that's what he can produce when he's at his best, and not even his best, at 80%, but he wasn't punching hard against Hatton or Jones because he wasn't doing things properly, so it's scary how far he can go and how good he can be.
You talked after the fight about you had to sit down with him after the Carson Jones fight. Can you just tell us about that conversation and what it was all about?
I went up to Sheffield the week after, and I sat down with his dad and sat down with Kel, and I read him the riot act, you know, and he was sheepish, and I said, I need to know how much you want it, because I'm working my socks off you here, and I think you can be a great, great fighter, but you'll look back with so much regret otherwise. You know, and he looked at me and said, I want it really, really bad. So we put the team together, and, you know, it's like, but the people around him can't make him do it. You've got to want to do it yourself. And I think now he's embraced it, and he wants it, you know. But he needed to want it bad. You can't just, you know, let people try and do it for you. And I think now he's a changed person.
As he's seen tonight as well, if he does sort of buy into what you're telling him, that's what happens.
Exactly. Well, I said to him tonight, look, all that money, 2 rounds, or 2 completed rounds. See how easy it can be. It doesn't have to be like Carson Jones. I mean, that was a brutal fight, you know.
Looking ahead to the future, I mean, you mentioned there you've got a text from Dave McCarthy and stuff like that, and all the people in Sheffield will want to see Kel keep fighting in Sheffield, and you talked about Bramall Lane. I mean, how realistic is that?
Well, I think it's very realistic to do a fight at Bramall Lane with the right opponent. You know, I mean, an Amir Khan fight, Ricky Hatton fight, or even a world title fight at Bramall Lane is something we've always talked about. You know, that could happen this summer. But it's you know, it's quite an interesting situation he's in now, where he's a mandatory challenger. We've got to go and make that fight now. I don't think Devin Alexander would want the fight if he wins. Randall Bailey is a fight we could make, I think, in the spring here. But, you know, he's in a great position now, great spot being a mandatory challenger, because you're set. You know, and the IBF are a great organisation whereby they don't sweep you under the carpet. The rules are the rules, you know, and it's a great position to be in.
Finally, what do you want to see happen next? What would be your ideal situation now?
I want him to fight for a world title, but I want to try and make it here. You know, and if Alexander wins, that'll be difficult to do. But I can't ignore a Hatton or a Khan fight. You know, I mean, that's, like I say, there's just too much money involved in that kind of fight. And it's a box office fight on Sky. It's just, you know, it's, you know, it gets me excited just thinking about it. I know how much Kel wants to destroy him, so we'll have to wait and see.